For all the German-speaking listeners, stay with me. I have prepared a short intro for this episode. And for the English-speaking listeners, you can jump directly to minute 4, in which we start the English interview with Katie right away. Enjoy! In dieser Folge spreche ich mit Katie Elliott. Katie ist Business Mentor, sie ist Mom, sie hat ein Millionen-Business, sie ist super stark im Bereich Content, im Bereich eigene Methodiken entwickeln, um deine Brand zu stärken. Und dieses Gespräch, das wir vor ein paar Wochen geführt haben, ist beyond everything. Wir haben so viele Themen abgedeckt. Vor allem für die Mamas unter euch wird super viel drin sein. Gleichzeitig der Bereich von, was sind denn die Dinge, wenn es mal crumbled, wenn wir das Gefühl haben, nichts funktioniert mehr und wie wir dann wie ein Phönix aus der Asche daraus wieder hervorgehen können. Und dieses Gespräch ist wow, es ist wow. Ich sitze gerade, während ich hier dieses Intro aufnehme, sitze ich auf dem Bett in einem Airbnb in Neuseeland. Und dieses Gespräch hatten wir vor Weihnachten schon geführt. Und ich habe es bewusst noch ein bisschen zurückgehalten, weil die Juiciness dessen, worüber wir gesprochen haben, jetzt vor allem ihre Wirkung entfalten wird. Und ich habe gerade deshalb nochmal in dieses Interview reingehört. Und ich saß die ganze Zeit da, grinsend und habe gedacht so, wow, ja, 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 ja. Und bevor ich dir gleich viel Spaß bei diesem Interview wünsche, habe ich noch eine wichtige Ankündigung für dich. Und zwar findet nächste Woche Donnerstag live die Catch Me If You Can Masterclass statt. Die Masterclass für all diejenigen, die wissen, sie möchten mit High-Level-Clients arbeiten und die auch das Gefühl haben, irgendwie sind sie da. Sie sind in meiner Community und gleichzeitig hast du vermehrt Anfragen von Leuten, die viel vergleichen, die sich stark am Preis aufhängen, die dir sagen, oh, ich würde so gerne, aber bei denen du das Gefühl hast, vermehrt in der Friendzone gelandet zu sein oder auch in der Colleague-Zone, die zwar gerne deine Dinge konsumieren, die dich aber nicht buchen würden oder deine Offers buchen würden oder für dein 1:1 anfragen würden. Obwohl du weißt, dass wenn diese Clients mit dir arbeiten würden, sich ihr komplettes Leben transformieren würde. Und das hat nichts damit zu tun, in irgendeiner Art und Weise die richtigen Wörter zu verwenden, die richtigen Offers zu haben, die richtigen Dinge anzuziehen, ein Boss-Babe zu sein, in irgendeiner Art und Weise sich in ein Kostüm zu stecken, eine Maske aufzusetzen, sondern es geht darum, dass du deinen eigenen Authority-Style entwickelst, dass sie, sobald sie auf dein Profil kommen, die Energie spüren von Watch Me Win, dass du damit Menschen attractest, die es lieben, dich gewinnen zu sehen. Menschen, vor allem High-Level-Clients, werden angezogen von Menschen, die vorwärts gehen, die große Steps gehen, die große Wins feiern, weil sie wissen, in genau dieser Welt kann ich dann auch wachsen. Es sind Menschen, die große Ziele haben, die viel erreichen wollen. Das heißt, sie wollen sich in eine Welt begeben, die ihnen genügend Platz gibt. Und diesen Platz kannst nur du ihnen geben durch deine Leadership. Alle Infos zur Catch Me If You Can Masterclass findest du wie gewohnt in den Shownotes. Klick dich, nachdem du dieses Interview angehört hast, einmal rein. Schau bei Katie vorbei, schau bei der Masterclass vorbei, schau bei mir bei Instagram vorbei. Hör dich in weitere Folgen rein und genieße jetzt hier dieses Interview mit Katie Elliott auf Englisch. Eine Premiere im She Aims Higher Podcast. Ich wünsche dir viel Spaß dabei und vor allem mach dich bereit für Goldnuggets, Erkenntnisse und Aha-Momente. Wir alle lieben dieses Geräusch. Doch was wir noch viel mehr lieben ist, wenn dieses Geräusch zum Standard wird. Lückenlos. Jeden einzelnen Tag. Mehrfach. Und das nicht auf Basis einer Businessführung, die zwar profitabel ist, aber überall zwickt, sondern nur mit 100% Fuck Yes Energy durch das Errichten unseres Unapologetic Uncompromised Empire, das auch dann für uns arbeitet, wenn wir es gerade selbst nicht tun. The She Aims Higher Way eben. Und damit herzlich willkommen im She Aims Higher Podcast. Ich bin Ramona Ochsenbauer, Gesicht, Herz und CEO von She Aims Higher, dem Zuhause angehender Multiple Six- und Seven-Figure Personal Brands, die lernen wollen, wie Business wirklich funktioniert. Du bist nicht hier für Kompromisse. Du bist hier, um deine eigenen Regeln zu schreiben. So fasten your seatbelt, because your unapologetic, uncompromised empire is waiting. Katie, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today. I'm thrilled for our conversation, for all the topics we will cover. And I really love to ask my guests in the beginning of a new episode to introduce themselves, because I can say so much, but the best person who can introduce you is you. So what are you doing? Who is Katie Elliott? What are you, who are you working with? What's the core of your work? What is the thing you want to tell us?
Yeah, I love this. Well, thank you so much for having me. This is so fun. I'm Katie. I'm a business coach, and my whole thing is really helping women build top-tier brands. So transitioning out of building a little coaching business into actually building a well-known, sought-after company, and doing it their way. My motto is, we're going to build you a business that affords you a life you're obsessed with. And so we're always doing it for the purpose of happiness, of joy, of living how we really want to live. Because that's so much of that is part of my story, which I'm sure we'll get into. But that's who I am. And I adore helping women create their unique methodologies, really bold, spicy content where they can show off like who they really are and their leadership qualities. And then also helping them design like programs and offers and just the structure of their business that really works well with their lifestyle. So you're not over here like I'm a mom. And so I know what it's like to want to be working. But then also it's like, well, I need to make dinner for my kid. And so we just build businesses that fit the life that we want versus the other way around.
I love this so much. And you already mentioned your story, because all the people I have on my podcast are this badass, successful women, which you see on Instagram and you're like, okay, what? Okay. Seems so easy for her. And I know that everyone who is such successful has his backstory, the story of, okay, it was not always this easy. Can you tell us a little bit of who was Katie Elliott before she was this widely successful entrepreneur? Who was Katie Elliott before all of this happened? What is your backstory? What are the things that were kind of a challenge, which on the one hand maybe was, I don't want that, and at the same time the catalyst for all the things you achieved.
Yeah. Well, everything changed when I got fired from my corporate job in 2019. I always say I manifested it, because I remember like sitting in my little swivel chair in my cubicle, and I was really into manifestation at the time. I just like, I'm sure like a lot of people can relate, but like once you learn about being able to like create your own reality, you go down a rabbit hole, and pretty soon I was like, my family's like, are you okay? But I was like, yes. And so I'm sitting in my office and I'm like, oh, I just wish they'd fire me. I wish they'd just let me go. I wish they'd just let me go, because we kept going through like all these mergers and acquisitions, and the business was changing a lot. And it was draining me. I've been there for 12 years. I worked in HR. And so I kept saying like, they're letting everyone else go. Like, when's it my turn? Well, that happened. I decided that I was going to start a life coaching business. This is before I got fired, because I saw this woman in like a Facebook group or something. I don't really remember how it happened, but she reached out to me and she's like, hey, I see you're kind of unhappy at your job. I think I can help you. And I'm like, what? What's a life coach? And I'm someone who loves to just buy right away and see what happens. So I was like, take my money. If you can change my life, let's go. And so I hired this woman. I decided to start my own coaching business, because I've always been in the business of humans, of people. That's why I was in HR in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then my boss found out and didn't like it. And so I got fired because I started a business, not because of the mergers we were going through. But it was just like you said, Ramona, that moment of like, what? Like, oh no. But then almost immediately, oh yeah, like this is exactly what's supposed to happen. And it was the catalyst of me now five and a half years in, building this business and this life that I'm literally obsessed with. That's why it's my whole motto. Like, I love everything about my life and what I do. And that never would have happened unless I got pushed off that cliff.
Yeah. And it's so often that we need that push. We need that circumstance that is something we never wanted, we never wished for, but at the same time, it's the best thing that could happen to us. And when we go back, when we think about, when we remember, it's always this one situation that was so heavy in that moment, and it was at the same time the thing that kept all the things going. And I love that everyone has this one piece in the story, and I love it so much, because it's always that people who are right in this heavy situation are like, okay, there's no way out. Mm-hmm. And there is always a way out.
Always. That's something my mom has told me ever since I was little, is like, everything always works out. And then as I got older, I added on to that, usually better than you would ever expect them to, right? Yeah. Because she started telling me that because I was always so afraid of thunderstorms. And I would like hyperventilate because I was just so afraid there was going to be like a tornado. I blame it on the movie Twister. Like, it scarred me for life. And she would tell me, like, everything always works out. And it's always true. You know, everything always works out for you. And usually it takes you to a better place. It helps you become a better person, maybe not right off the bat, but eventually it does. I deeply believe that too.
Yeah. 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 And if everything was always this easy, then we couldn't lead ourselves, I think. So we need to have these challenges, or even from the beginning on, to learn how to move ourselves, how to lead ourselves when the thunderstorm is running.
Literally.
Yeah. Talking about thunderstorms and hurricanes, last month you have been on stage, and I don't know if it was the exact same month, but I remember you were dropping an offer with doing makeup together, like a makeup tutorial. Was it also November?
I think so. Either end of October or early November, but
And I love the contrast so much. Like, on the one hand, okay, come join my makeup tutorial. And at the same time, okay, I'm speaking on stage in front of 400 women. And I think this is the best example ever that you lead your business the way you want it to be. Mm-hmm. Can you dive into this aspect of Katie Elliott, who once was one of the women, I also was one of these women who thought business has to go in this exact way everybody is doing it. And what was the breakthrough that led to you being unapologetically you, speaking on stage, offering things like, let's do makeup together and just be you in your business?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I think, you know, what we were just talking about is a perfect segue to this, because it was the storm. It was, and I know a lot of entrepreneurs that will be listening to this have been through the same thing or something similar, where you start your business really strong. I mean, I scaled my business to 100K the first year, 400K my second year of business, not knowing what I was like. That was insane. That to me is still so surreal. And then my third year in business, everything crumbled. And I was going through some things in my personal life with my son. So I now have a 15-year-old, but he was just turning 13 at the time. And, you know, his father and I had shared him 50-50 custody, and then his father ended up leaving the country indefinitely. So rendering me like full-time single mom, rendering my now teenager fatherless. And so, and it really took up all my capacity as a mom, you know, and so I didn't have room for my business, and I just couldn't be me that I needed to be in my business. And also I didn't have the tools to also be mom and take care of myself at the same time. And so I started losing clients. My sales went down. I was not being intentional. I wasn't, you know, all the things you could do to like destroy your business. I was doing them. And so it was a really hard time because I had been like on top of the world and then I just crashed straight down. And I never gave up and I never like threw in the towel or got another job or anything like that. But I just allowed myself to really struggle for almost an entire year. And I had this moment at the end of that year and I said, I am not doing this anymore. Like, I am going to get so intentional about building a business that works for me. And that's so much of the reason I help my clients with what I do now. I'm so intentional about building this business that works for me, no matter what is happening in my life, no matter what I want to do, no matter where I want to go. And I just got to work because I've never had like a victim mentality. And sometimes my cousin and I joke, like, we would just like to be victims for like 1 week. We would just like to blame everyone and everything and have like victim week because we've never been like that. We don't know what it feels like. But I just decided, you know, in that moment, we got to change. And so, you know, I think people think there's this big moment of clarity that like, oh, I know exactly what to do and I know exactly how this is going to work. But it's not like that. It's like millions of tiny moments of clarity after you make that decision to build something that's authentically yours and make it work, right? Yeah. And not look outside yourself or at what other people are doing to make it work. And so that's something I really focused on. And then, like, wouldn't you know, everything started to come back, but like better than ever. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest lessons I learned in the whole thing is I have to do this for me first. If I do it for anyone else or like anyone else or for any other reason except me, it will not work and I will crumble again when something happens. And so this year has been the year of like doing whatever the F I want because now I have a business that lets me. And people have been asking me forever to do a makeup tutorial for them. And I'm like, no, no, no. And then finally one day I was like, let's just freaking do it. Why not? This is fun. I didn't sell any of my offers. I didn't do anything except teach people how to do their makeup on Zoom. It was great.
This is so great. And also the fact that you were talking about that everything crumbled. And I know many people are in this exact situation. Like, they were talking to people and nothing comes back. Or like everything that worked before now doesn't work. And to see that after managing the storm, being in this thunderstorm, everything can be so much better because we always remove the things that were working before, yes, but never were the thing we really wanted to do. And so I really love the story behind. And you mentioned your son a few times, you being a mom. And I know there are many women out there who want to build their business, who want to scale and grow their business and don't know how to handle being a mom and being the successful business owner at the same time. And I'm sure you mentioned a few things. And also besides that, I'm sure that being a mom impacted the way you build your business a lot. What would you recommend women who are listening to us, who are a mom, who know they have to focus in business, they need to do the things that truly matter, that are moving the needle, and also at the same time they want to be fully present with their children. What would you recommend how they should build their business on the one hand, maybe even business model wise, and at the same time, what are your best practices or main takeaways you want to share?
Yeah, I love this question so much. And, you know, for a long time, I didn't talk about being a mom in my business because for me, it was always just like, we're going to do this no matter what. And it doesn't matter if you're a mom or not a mom. But that now I realize in, you know, all these years that it is different. And it's different. It's different for everyone who has something else in their lives that they deeply need to and want to prioritize over working, over business. And being a mom, especially as a single mom, I think that one of the most important things you need to do before you even structure your business in a way that suits your lifestyle is let go of the narrative of what being a mom is supposed to look like and decide the mom you want to be. And I say this because I don't have a traditional relationship with my son. And I realized that watching like my friend's parent and other mom, you know, we are very, I had my son when I was 21 years old. And so honestly, I feel like we grew up together. And so it's a little bit of a different dynamic. And we have such a close, fun relationship. And he's the sweetest kid. He's so respectful. He's funny. He's got like this cool style about him. He's an old soul. And so it's just a different relationship, but it works for us. And especially now that it's just he and I and has been for the last few years, we just kind of figure out this little life together. And he knows that I work and I like to work and I'm going to be working a lot, but it's not something that comes before our family, or it's not something that has to even be separate, really. It's like, I really look at our lives as like we're living it all together. And so I'm not going to hide in an office and work all day and then come be mom. It's like, I'm going to come do this podcast with Ramona and then I'm going to go pick my kid up later from school and we're going to hang out and have snacks. And then I'm going to get on a call later probably and do something else. So that's my narrative about it now. Right. And that's not for everyone, but the point is you have to just give yourself permission to do this how you want and be the parent you want to be, because the traditional like mom and dad and kids and white picket fence and everything is this and we have schedules and da da da, like that's actually not the norm anymore. Mm-hmm. It's actually, and I think especially for single moms, like we're almost the norm sometimes, depending on like where you are. Like this is actually a different type of family is almost the norm now. And so you just get to decide, you know, what that is. And then you just build your business around it. And it's truly like, how do you set up your offers? What access are you giving people to you? How often do you want to be on calls during the week? Do you want to only work when your kids are in school and be done when they're home so you can just have family time? Like, it's really about the structure and the boundaries that you have for your business that will make all the difference. And that's all up to you, because your clients will love it either way. You just have to define what those are.
I love this so much, because many people think they have to move in a certain way or they have to have offers that are in a certain way. But at the same time, you build that business. You decide what you offer. You decide what kind of people you want to call in. And what I love so much about all the things that you're saying, it always comes down to this one point of knowing what you want and then going for it.
Yeah. And for a long time, Ramona, I didn't know what I wanted. Like, yeah. I can't believe I had the success I did earlier on in my business, because I was just out here having fun. I was like, I took my work very seriously, but I was just like, let's do whatever we want because this is fun. And I really didn't have like the target, right? And that's probably another reason that my business didn't do so well during that year. But when I said I got intentional to bring it all back, that also included like okay, well, you can only be intentional if you know what you want, if you know what you're being intentional about. And so that's everything for sure.
Yeah. And one thing I always have on my mind when I think about you is the thing with their unique methodology, so that people have their own way they can teach or even certificate, I think. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing with your clients when you talk about these unique methodologies?
Yeah, I love it. I actually have a screen up right now because on my last call before this podcast, we were talking about it. But your unique methodology, it's so important because it's the basis of your brand. It's the basis of your business. It's what you do, how you do it, and the reason you're the one for your clients. And so when my clients come to me and, you know, there's confusion around offers, there's confusion around content or messaging or anything, it's because they're lacking methodology. And the definition of methodology is just like you do something a particular way, like every time you go do that particular process, right? So it's nothing, it's like, it's not that deep, but if it's not defined, then you're always going to feel confused about things. So my methodology is called the 3x10 methodology, and I call it that for a few reasons. One is, you know, most coaches and mentors or service providers have around like three vehicles that they use to help their clients get transformation. And the vehicle is just what you do. Like, what do you teach them? What do they need to know? What do they need to learn? So for me, that's content, sales, and identity, right? And they're the basic, like, you're going to grow your business with me using those three things. But what makes it different is your lenses that you have for each of your vehicles. So that's the reason I teach content differently than anyone else. It's the reason you teach content differently than anyone else, is because I don't see content like you. I don't have the same experience as you. I don't have the exact same values and perspectives, right? Like, we're all so unique and different in that way. And our styles are different. So whereas someone might be teaching very like strategic, like simple, I'm trying to think of like the opposite of me, like very like mellow content, I'm out here and I'm like screaming from the rooftops, like, we're bold, we're spicy, let's freaking go, people need to know your name, let's get famous, right? And that's my lens. And so the 10 piece of the 3x10 methodology is that if you follow that method and you teach those things and you always stay true to the lens or how you see them or how you do it, you're going to 10x your business. Mm-hmm. This is the reason I 10x'd my income literally in December of 2023. I was making like decent sales, but I was only bringing in like 5K cash during the month. And I'm like, this is garbage. And so then I decided like, no, I'm getting methodical about it. And then by April of the following year, I had my first 50K cash month. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't rocket science. It was, can you tell people exactly what you do? And can you show them exactly how you do it? If you have a methodology, you can, and you're good to go.
I love this so much. Also the simplicity part of it, because most people overcomplicate everything they do.
Yeah, we do. And I actually asked my, I was hosting a 3-day event this week, and I asked my clients on the call, I'm like, who here wants to literally simplify everything in their business, and all their hands are up? And I was like, great, why are you still complicating everything? You know, and I made an answer, and they're like, so it's hard, so we feel like we can't do it, you know? And that's why you complicate anything, is because you're afraid, if it were really that easy, like, can it really be that easy? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, I love this. I love this so much. And I have another question that seems quite random, but at the same time, I love the question because you get to know people so well. What was the last book you have read Why, and would you recommend it? If yes, why? And if no, also why?
The last book I read is so on point with what we just talked about. The last book I read was 10x is easier than 2x. I'm sure you've read it. It's like, it's literally, I didn't even finish it because it was like the first few chapters. I'm like, got it. It's like, duh. Like, I honestly, you just need to read the cover and you're like, okay. But essentially, for those listening that haven't read it, and I forget his name, but it's essentially this concept that like doing things, like if you want to double your income or double your audience size or double your brand growth or whatever, like that's actually way harder than 10xing it, going way bigger. Because once you set your sights on something that's so big, so magnificent, so extraordinary, you're going to move in a much higher level. You're going to move in a much different way. You're going to think different. You're going to be different. And that's when the results come to you and you're like, whoa, that, like, it's like when your first like highest paying client DMs you and they're like, send me the pay in full link. You're like, that's it. That's all I needed to do. Like, that's what life and business gets to become. When you realize like you weren't here to just double things. You aren't like here for the 2x business.
This is so good because most people are afraid when I say I want to 10x, what if I don't achieve it? What if I don't 10x it? Yeah. But what if you 8x it? And if you
seriously
even so, it's always great. So going for more, going big is always the way.
Yeah. And it's who you become too, right? It's like, well, I didn't sell out my launch, or I didn't hit this target, or I didn't whatever. It's like, yeah, but who did you become along the way? Yeah. Like, what did you learn about yourself? Like, you can't go back to who you were before that. So, like, who are you now? That's always the biggest piece I look at.
Yeah. It's so good. And I have another question that I was asked last weekend, and it made me think. And I love questions that make you think. What kind of business would you build if suddenly there was no internet at all? You cannot go online. We have electricity, yes. But the whole internet was truly deleted.
I would build a bakery. I've always wanted to own a bakery since I was a little girl. And before I started this business, I literally was considering it. I grew up with my grandparents lived behind a bakery, and it always smelled so good. And I really enjoy baking. Like, I go through like my seasons of loving it and then not, right? But when I have the time and the space and the desire, I just love the whole process. And it just sounds so dreamy and so sweet. And it's like, I think if we lost the internet, I would go, okay, well, I'm going to live a quaint, beautiful, simple life and bake cupcakes for people forever.
I love it so much. And at the same time, it's so deep because you said you love the process of baking. So you would choose a business in which you love the process. And most people build a business in which they love the results, but not the process.
Yeah. Because I mean, here's the thing, like I love to work, but I don't like to work hard. And that's why I design a business so that I don't have to. And the internet makes it so, like, we work and we make it hard because of the thoughts we have. But honestly, like, the internet makes everything so easy. So if that ease were taken away from me, I don't think I would want to live my life going door to door, really going back to, like, you know, the sales basics of building like an extraordinary, like high profiting brand. I think I would just focus on my happiness.
I love it so much. And doing the smell of the cupcakes all your marketing.
Yes, exactly. Right. Like, let me
Love
send
it.
you a flyer. It smells like
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Katie, I loved this conversation so much. And do you have one single thing left that you want to tell every woman listening to this podcast who wants to scale to seven figures in 2025?
Yeah, I want to tell you that having the goal of seven figures, eight figures, six figures, even is lovely. And having a money goal makes it big, right? It makes it scary. It makes it like, okay, let's freaking go. But I know for certain that my goal has always been to become more expanded and become more of a leader for myself and for other people. And that has gotten me so much more than I could ever imagine. The money, the influence, the joy, the peace. Like, I really shifted that when I came back after my terrible crumble year.
Yeah.
And it changed everything. So my wish for women going into 2025 that really want to blow up, I just want you to remember who you are and also who you want to become, and just be open to that guidance like every day, and you will literally get whatever you want.
Wow. Wow. I love it. For everybody listening to this episode, we put Katie's Instagram handle in the show notes, link to her Instagram. Make sure you follow her, because there is a lot more to come within the next month. I'm sure about it. And Katie, thank you so much for your time and for all the gold nuggets you just put into this podcast. I had the best time and I can't wait to see you for all the things that are waiting for all of us.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for having me. This is such a nice little like break and energy injection into my day. I love this. Amazing.